I'm here for a reason. And if you're saved, you're here for a reason. Brother Barry said many times, you know, our spirituality, I mean, it's our responsibility. It's up to us to be spiritual people. And you know, but because the reason we could do that is because God saved it, and we've got a purpose now. And that purpose is to glorify God and to publish to the nations the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And all that goes together. They're not separate things. Glorifying God and publishing Jesus is not separate things. That's what our life is. Both of them. That's what our lives are every day. That's our purpose. And young people that have been saved, you're a young person, you're for God's glory. That's your purpose.
Right.
To publish to the nations about Jesus, that's your purpose. That's what your purpose is supposed to be. So you find your purpose first of all. And I'm glad I found my purpose. Sometimes it gets a little hazy sometimes. You know, to be honest, sometimes it has got a little hazy on me sometimes. But God always brings me back to it. Boy, this is your purpose. This is what you're here for. This is what I've got you here for. This is what you was born for. This is what I brought you to myself for. This is your purpose. This is what you're supposed to be doing. My purpose is to glorify Him. That's what I'm here for. That's every one of our purpose. We find our purpose. A lot of us have found it. Some of you have not found it yet. Just keep coming here. Keep seeking. Keep looking. God is going to show it to you. God is going to show it to you. I'm not saying it's guaranteed that you'll be saved, but God will show you that you can be saved. I'm telling every one of you. He'll show you that you can be. He'll give you opportunity. He'll give you opportunity. You better listen when He gives you opportunity.
Amen.
A lot of people have missed. A lot of people have missed it. Hell's full of people tonight. Dismissed it. But that, you know, that's our responsibility to Christian people. That's our purpose, to tell them. We need to make sure they know. We need to live it in front of them so that they'll know that what we're saying is the truth.
Amen.
We need to let them see our lives so they'll know it's the truth. They need to see that Michael's a good fellow. Sure, they need to see that. They need to see that he's walking right, and then he's talking right, and they need to hear him tell it right. They need to hear him publish it, and they need to see him glorify God.
Amen.
About everything in his life, they need to see that. The world needs to see that. We need to find their purpose. And we need, and you know, we need to prepare for our purpose too. You know that. We do miserable on that sometimes. We need to prepare for our purpose. And we've got a purpose to glorify God and publish the gospel. And we can't do that very efficiently if we don't know the plan right here. You know that? This is the plan. This is the blueprints right here of God's program. And if we don't know it, we can't do it very well.
Amen.
We fail miserably on that sometimes. And that's the reason, Brother Ivan, we don't have good services sometimes. It's because we're not preparing. We can't fool God. God knows whether I'm praying or not. God knows whether I'm praying. And sometimes the services that churches have, sometimes it's pretty well noticeable. And it's pretty well plain that they're not praying very much. It's pretty well plain to us sometimes. It's pretty well plain to everybody sometimes if we're not praying like we ought to be. It really is. I mean, listen, anywhere you look at the New Testament, show me one place that Jesus was that was boring. Show me one place He was that was boring. If He wasn't never boring where He was. And if He's here, it's not going to be boring either. Whether we're worshiping and praising, whether there's conviction in the service, whether He's tanning their hides, it's not going to be boring where He's at. It's not boring where He's at. And we need to prepare for our purposes. We need to prepare for it. We need to prepare, study to show yourself a workman. Show you study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to study and prepare to be a workman. And we can't do it if we're not rightly dividing the word. And we can't rightly divide the word if we're not studying the word. If you want to be a workman, if you want to get ready for your purpose, you need to get that book and let God prepare you. Let Him prepare you. Some people say, well, the disciples never went to seminary. Hey, they went to stay with the Savior for 3.5 years. Don't tell me they didn't prepare. bring all these things to your remembrance.
That's right.
Everything He told them that 3.5 years, Holy Spirit, the divine teacher, came inside of them, those things started coming, rushing back to their mind.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And you know what? It became real to them like it never was before.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Amen. That's like when you get saved now. You can read it and read it and read it, not understand a word it says. But when you get saved, you start reading, you start reading that, you say, oh my goodness, that reading, oh my goodness, I've read that before, but it never did sound like that before. It makes all the difference in the world if you got the divine teacher on the inside of you. It makes it real to you. It'll make your heart beat fast. It might make my blood pressure rise more. Now, hopefully I can get some weight down so it won't make it rise as much. He makes it real to you. Makes it real to you. And He makes it real to us more if we read it more. And let Him prepare us for our divine purpose.
Amen.
I can't memorize nothing. Tell me what your phone number is. Tell me what your social security number is. I know what my Social Security number is. I know what Barbara's is. I know what Melanie's and Jared's is. Their Social Security number. I can memorize a few things. I can if I want to. Sometimes I'm just low down lazy to do it. That's what it is. I'm just too low down lazy. But we can remember more than we want, more than we let on like we can remember. It's how important it is to us. That's what we remember. What we memorize. Some of you can remember the call letters and all those websites and all those things. Remember your passwords and all those things. You can remember those things. You can remember some things if you want to. God, we need to pray for God to put the want to back in us.
Get His Word.
To let Him prepare us for our service. Let Him prepare us for our purpose.
Yes.
Get us ready for our purpose. That's what my purpose is. I need to get ready for it.
Amen.
We ought to be ashamed letting them Muslims. I mean, they remember all the names of Allah, and they can remember how those beads around their neck, and every one of those beads stands for a different name or something, and they can handle those beads, every bead they touch, they remember a name. Some of us, we don't even know the names of God. Don't even know His names. Don't even know His attributes. Hey, it's right here. It's right here. It's wrote down for us. We don't even know His attributes and His name. We'll never find all about Him. But there's a whole lot we can find out about Him. If we don't let Him prepare us for our purpose, that's what He wants to do. Get us ready for our purpose. Get ready to prepare us for our purpose. A lot of us, some of us are getting pretty old. And we're still not letting Him prepare us very much. I could have known a lot more than I do. It's to my shame. I could have known a lot more than I do. Young people, get prepared when you're young, when your mind's fresh. When you still got time to remember a whole lot. So God can use you a whole lot. He can use you for His purposes. Get ready while you're young. Memorize. Read. Pray. Develop you a quiet time. That can become quiet a time. But make you a quiet time. Get it be a real time for you. When you're young, develop those habits. Develop those study habits. Develop those prayer habits. Learn to pray while you're young. Learn to memorize while you're young. And those habits will continue with you through life. And God will develop your mind. God will develop your mind as you grow. And God will be able to use you in a greater way because you've let Him develop your mind.
That's right.
It does matter. It does matter what you do with your mind and your time. God will use you. God will develop you. God will make you. God will mold you. Amen. Some of us will never be what we could have been because we didn't prepare when we were younger. We'll never be what we could have been. It's hard telling what God can do through a man or a woman that'll really prepare themselves, that'll memorize God's scriptures, that'll pray and learn to pray. You have to learn to pray. You know that? This flesh don't want to pray. This flesh don't want to take time to pray. This flesh don't want a burden. This flesh don't want hard times. This flesh don't want to be broken.
Come on.
This flesh don't want those things. You have to develop those things. You'd never be able to. Samson could have done a whole lot more. A whole lot more. He could have done so much more. Samson could have done so much more. But he never did. He never was able to control himself.
Right.
He's a mighty strong man, but he's never able to control himself. He could have done so much more if he'd have really prepared.
Right. Right.
You only found him praying two times, both of them when he was in trouble.
Right.
I don't know when he can sound like some of us don't.
Yeah.
Pray when you're in trouble.
Amen, brother.
Pray when you're in trouble. God wants us to talk with him every day.
Amen.
God wants us to eat from his table every day.
That's right.
He promised Mephibosheth, you're going to eat my table every day from now on, boy. That's the type of us. Mephibosheth is the type of us. God's telling you and I, boy, you need to eat from my table every day. You can eat from my table every day. God says, I can. And so it's up to me then. But we need to prepare for his service. And then we need to focus on our purpose, don't we? Like I said earlier, sometimes it gets fuzzy on me. And you can let the cares of this world really come into your mind.
Amen.
Your mind will start vacillating. I don't know if yours does or not. Start getting weak, you know, on spiritual things. You know, I need to do this, and I didn't hear my job. I need to do this, and I need to go here, and I need to go there, and I need to do this with my family, and I need to do that with my family, and I need to do this. See, and those things, a lot of them is things that we do have to do. A lot of it's things that we really do have to do, isn't it? A lot of them, we really do have to do them. But it ought to, all ought to be flavored with God.
Every
bit of it ought to be flavored with him. Every bit of it ought to have him on it. I like that scripture over here. The scripture over here. A lot of you know this scripture. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come forth his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Isn't that interesting? It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves.
Amen.
That goes right back to what we said. It's he that's made us and not we ourselves.
Right.
I didn't make myself.
Right.
I didn't make myself. God put the breath of life in me.
Right. Amen.
He divine, every birth is a miracle.
That's right.
Every birth is a miracle. They'll never be able to do it without the things that God made. They can call it test tube or whatever, but they'll never be able to do it without the things that God made.
Amen.
God made it. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are the sheep of his pasture. I say we're the sheep of his pasture. You know, sheep, there's some things, and I hadn't thought about this much a while back. I had tied it together. I knew that our life of faith consists of our loving God, and our trusting God, and our obeying God. I knew that's what it consisted of. But then I heard somebody talk about how to tie that to a sheep. You see, a sheep, when his life is a shepherd. I mean, I've said before, sheep are stupid. And we're stupid.
You
compare us to God or the devil or all the
demons.
We're stupid. We actually are. And the sheep, his focus is on the shepherd. It's supposed to be totally on the shepherd. I mean, he can't eat without the shepherd. He can't get to work and drink without the shepherd. He ain't gonna be protected without the shepherd. I mean, and his desire, his outlook, his the way what he sees, he's supposed to see the shepherd. That's what he's supposed to see. If he's eating, he needs to keep his eyes very close to the shepherd, where the shepherd's at.
Yeah.
If he's hungry, he's going to get in trouble.
Yeah. That's good.
His desire is supposed to be toward the shepherd.
Yeah.
Oh, that shepherd. He's all I need. He's my everything.
Amen.
Without him, I'm nothing. He's my everything.
That's right.
And then that shepherd, he's. I need to trust him.
Yeah.
I can trust that shepherd totally.
Amen.
He's going to take care of me. He's going to do the right thing. He's going to do what's right. He's going to provide for my needs. I need to trust the shepherd to take me to the food, to take me to the water, to take me to shelter. If I quit trusting the shepherd, I'll start going
need a van. When he hollers my name, I need to come. When he tells me to come on, I need to come on. He tells me to go this direction, I need to go this direction. His total desire is supposed to be toward the shepherd. His total trust is supposed to be toward the shepherd. And his obedience is supposed to be toward that shepherd. And you know that, that's us. And you know that's my purpose. My purpose is to love God. What did Jesus say? With your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love the Lord with my heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then I'm supposed to trust Him. Trust Him. My trust is supposed to be in Him. He said He'd care for me, didn't He? Casting all of your care upon Him, for He'd care for you. Amen. He said He'd care for me. My trust is supposed to be toward Him. And then my obedience is supposed to be toward Him. My obedience is supposed to be toward Him. Obey Him. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey Him.
Amen.
I put the forefront of that to love Him with all your heart. Yeah. Love Him, trust Him, and obey Him. That's it. And you know, that's my purpose. That's my purpose.
Yeah.
To love Him, to trust Him, and obey Him, because it's He that has made us, not we ourselves.
That's right.
We're the sheep of His pasture. We're the sheep of His pasture. We're supposed to focus on our purpose. My purpose is to love God and trust God and obey God. That's my purpose. And I need to realize that every day. I need to realize that every day.
Amen.
When I get up in the morning, I need to realize that.
Yes.
Lord, thank You for letting me live another day. It's You that has put me here. I am Yours. I am Yours. I love You. I adore You. I mean, that's what we ought to say.
Right.
That's what we ought to say. Well, I love You. I adore. He wants to hear that.
Yes.
He wants to hear me say that.
Amen.
He wants to hear me say it, not when I feel like it.
Amen.
He wants to hear me say that all the time.
Amen.
All the time. He wants to hear me say that all the time. He wants to hear You say every day. He wants You to take times every day.
Yeah.
He wants You to take times every day. Lord, I love You. You're my everything. I adore You. Without You, I'm nothing. I'd have nothing.
Yes,
Lord, I put my trust in You. I put my trust and dependence on You. What will that have me to do, Lord? Be obedient.
Amen.
Loving, trusting, and obeying. That's our life. That's my life. That's Your life. That's my purpose. That's my purpose. And then I'm going to quit right here in a second. But notice the context this is in. Know ye the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Well, that should be real easy for us. That ought to be real easy for me. When I realize that He made me, He put me here, He's given me everything I've got, He saved me, He saved me from hell, I've got eternal life, I'm going to live forever, it ought to be real easy for me to bless His name.
Amen.
It ought to be real easy for me to praise Him.
Yes, sir.
But see, sometimes we forget our purpose. We get off of our purpose sometimes. The enemy's real smart about getting our attention. And there's a whole lot of things to get your attention today. He's got a whole lot of tools to try to get your attention away today. But it's our purpose to praise Him.
Right.
I'm supposed to get up in the morning and start early in the morning thanking Him and praising Him and worshiping. And I'm supposed to keep on all day long. All day long I'm supposed to. That's why I'm saying it's so easy for us to get off and get our attention drawn away. But everything we get into, we still ought to be doing the same thing. Every time, everywhere I go, I ought to be doing the same thing. I should be doing the same thing. I should be thanking Him and I ought to be praising Him. I ought to be worshiping Him. Everything else, anything else I do is just secondary. Do you know that?
Right.
Everything I do is just secondary. I went to court one time and the lawyer told him, he said, he had the witness stand for this person. And he said, "Now, Mr. Compton's bivocational." And he meant by that I had two jobs. And he was trying to get influence because I was a preacher, what he was trying to do. every one of us are bivocational if you're a Christian. And the second job ain't nearly as important as the first job.
Amen.
That's right.
If you're a school teacher, you're bivocational. You're a school child.
I'm
the head custodian there at Bellhill Methodist School, but that ain't my main job.
Right.
That's not my main job. My main job there at Bellhill is to exalt the Lord, to worship Him and praise Him and publish His name among the nations. Tell them about Jesus. Worship Him with my life. Worship Him with my lips. Worship Him with everything I've got. And tell those kids about Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
They've been so many that have asked me before, Michael, why are you the way you are? It tickles me to death. But the Lord's given me an opportunity to be there and for them to say, Michael, why are you the way you are?
Amen.
That's what the Lord's got me there for. Michael, why are you the way you are?
Amen.
Well, the Lord made me this way. I wouldn't be this way if the Lord hadn't saved me.
Amen.
I know Jesus is the reason I am what I am.
Yeah.
In fact, before I knew Jesus, I was a fairly good boy. And I didn't get into much meanness. And I still love my mama, and she still loved me, and I was still fairly good. But I didn't know what my purpose was. I didn't have a purpose then. But now I've got a purpose, and I can tell people what my purpose is. The reason I am what I am, and the reason I are what I are, is because when God made me this way. God's working on me. God's shaping me and molding me. Sometimes I forget what my purpose is, but I've got a purpose. I'm here. I've got a purpose, people. And you've got a purpose, people. Every one of us, we got a purpose. And if you're saved, we got the same purpose.
Amen.
We're all different. We're not all exactly the same. Our personalities are different. Our looks are different. And you might say, thank goodness for both of those. But we're different. We're different, but we're the same. We got the same purpose.
Amen.
We're supposed to exalt Him, worship Him, adore Him, and proclaim Him among the nations. That's our purpose.
Amen.
That's what we're here for. We need to get our focus on our purpose and know what we're here for. That's why God has to get me back to sometimes when I get a little bit away from Him. That's what He has to remind me for. Just who do you think you are, boy? Well, I have to get to the place, well, Lord, I guess I forgot who I am. No, I am yours is who I am.
Amen.
And I'm here for you is who I am for. And I won't be happy unless I realize why I'm here and get with it what I'm here for. I won't be happy. I'll never be satisfied. I heard here a while back there's a preacher, and he don't live too far from here, but he quit preaching and divorced his wife. And it just broke my heart all to pieces. I'm still praying that they'll get back together. It broke my heart all to pieces because I know he's thrown it all away. He's forgot his purpose. He's forgot who he was. He's forgot what he's here for. Hey, I don't have no identity of myself anymore. I'm not my own. I'm his. I'm here to love him and adore him and worship him and proclaim him. That's what I'm here for. That's my purpose. And I'll not be happy or satisfied, or I'll not be doing my duty unless that's what I'm doing. We need to focus on our purpose, don't we? We need to get back to what we was made for. What we was made for. That's what I was made for. That's what every one of us is made for.
Amen.
Focus on our purpose. Let me read this right here. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. All the earth sing unto the Lord. Bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. I'm going to quit reading right there. Did you notice it said, show forth salvation from day to day, declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. See, God's people are supposed to be telling it.
Amen.
We're supposed to be telling it. So notice it said, singing to Him, bless His name, and tell everybody.
Amen.
And that's still what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be singing to Him. God's people's a singing people. God put a new song in our heart, even praises unto our God. But He put the song there, the song's about Him. And I've lost my song a few times, and I got to where I couldn't sing. And it was miserable.
Yes, sir.
It was miserable if you can't sing. Like Brother Ivan said, you might not be able to carry a tune in the bucket or share it anywhere else. But I know I can't sing very good, but I've had some wonderful times of trying to sing.
Amen.
When I was by myself, Brother, I call him Brother now, Brother Ricky, my son-in-law, I believe he really did get saved. All he wants to talk about the Lord now.
Amen.
But he said, Michael, he said, if you ever got in a car by yourself
And he said, go down the road and just turn that volume up as loud as you can. Just sing to the top of your voice and just have a wonderful time. I said, I sure have. Ricky. And that made me think, well, welcome to the family. That's what it's all about now. You can do it. If you can do that, you can't say he's Lord except through the Spirit. Yeah. When you get alone and start praying and start, when the Lord called me to preach, that's what I was doing that night. I was coming home from work late one night, and I was feeling real good, and I got to praying real good, you know, and I got to tell the Lord how much I loved him and what all I do for him. And I said, Lord, I'll sing. I said, I'll do anything you want to. I said, Lord, I'll even preach if you want me to. And when I said that, God, the Holy Ghost, the great communicator, he spoke to my soul and said, son, that's what I want you to do. And my reaction immediately, I mean, I felt it. I mean, I sensed it big time. And my immediate reaction was, oh, Lord, you know I can't do that. I mean, I was shy. I couldn't. In school, it scared me to death. I felt intimidated. I was too shy. I couldn't do it to get up in front of people and talk. I still don't like to do it myself. I still don't like, and I'm a shy person. I mean, you can tell that. I'm not a big talker. We were borrowing the one out. I don't know how we ever got together. But when the Lord told me, and I told him, I said, Lord, you know I can't do that. And that's that same voice. That same thing come on me again. And it, impressed in my mind, yeah, but I can.
Amen.
I can.
Amen.
He told me my purpose. He let me know my purpose. And God wants every one of us to know our purpose.
Yeah.
He wants us to remember, don't forget your purpose. That's what you're here for. Don't forget what you're here for. You're not here. Your main purpose ain't here to make a living. Your main purpose ain't to make money. Your main purpose ain't to be popular. Young people, listen. Your main purpose ain't to be popular.
Amen.
It ain't to be popular. Your main purpose ain't to have a good time.
Right.
It's not to have a good time. It's not to have a big time. Your main purpose, girls, ain't to find that big, handsome hunk. That ain't your main purpose. And you boys, your main purpose ain't to find that girl that'll make you go wow. That's not what it's all about. It really ain't. If you got the wrong one, you'll go from wow, think she's a bow bow. You get the wrong one. I mean, that's funny, but I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
If you get the wrong one, you'll go from being the most beautiful thing on earth to being the most craziest thing on earth. If you get the wrong one, you better find God's purpose for your life.
Amen.
Let Him tell you what He wants you to do.
Amen.
You better do that. You don't. It'll save you years of misery.
Amen.
If you let God tell you what to
yes,
do, it'll save you
years of misery.
Because if your Savior His, and the only thing that you can do that's right is let Him take His and do what He wants to with it. And He'll lead you to the right woman, a woman that you can love and will love you and will help you. Have you ready to stick together? And you better get that mate, that God sent mate that'll stay up with you all night when your kids are sick. And they'll raise, and they'll work for you and provide for you and love you and care for you.
Amen,
because that beauty and that sexy and that hunk stuff, it ain't gonna last forever. It won't. I'm gonna tell this. And I'm about ready to quit. I'm going to tell you, when we first got married, I hope Barbara don't kill me for that. But not long after we got married, we were staying in our house, you know, just me and her. And you know how you are when you're young. And I was in shape a long time ago. And I asked her, I said, from 1 to 9, what would you rate me? And she said a 9. And that made me feel pretty good. She gave me a 9. I ain't even going to ask her that no more. I ain't going to ask her no more. It might make me feel better. But
listen, boys and girls, you're not going to be in nine forever.
Good thing,
you're
right.
Not going to be a nine forever.
That's good.
In this world, you're not going to be. You'll be a ten when you get up there. You're not going to always have good looks. And you're not going to always have popularity. You're not even going to always feel good physically. I mean, when you get old, you start getting pains and weaknesses, and you lose your stability and all that when you get old. You're not going to always have those things. You better find out from God what is most important.
Right.
And what's most important is for you to find out what His purpose is for you.
Right. Amen.
But find out what His purpose is. And then if you'll find that out, and let God lead you in your purpose, in His will, in your purpose, then you'll know what happiness is. You'll know what joy is. You'll know what love is, and you'll know what peace is. If you'll let God have the preeminence in your life. I'm going to quit right there. It's probably late. I've not looked at my watch one time. That's the way preachers are, isn't it? Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we close. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this privilege You've given us to be here tonight. Thank You, Lord. You're so good to us. Thank You for Your Word. Lord, thank You, Lord. It's a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, You show us who we are and who You are through Your Word. And Your Holy Spirit teaches us. Thank You, Lord. Help us to remember our purpose. Help us to remember, Lord, that You're supposed to be preeminent in our lives, that You're our everything. We're supposed to love You and to trust You and obey You. Lord, let You have first place in our lives and everything we do. We're Yours, Lord. You put us here. You created us. Help us to love You, adore You, praise You, and worship You, and to proclaim You through the nations while You leave us here. We thank You and praise You, Lord. Shape us and mold us. I thank You for what You're doing in this church. Help each one of us, Lord. Lord, You know where every one of us is. You know who we are in our spiritual lives. I pray, Lord, that You'd continue to guide and direct us. Work on us, Lord. Show us what we need. Help us, Lord, to be pliable in Your hands, to let You shape us and mold us, guide us in the way You'd have us to go. Thank You, Lord, that You never leave Your children alone. You're always there. Lord, talk to us. Talk to us through Your Word. Help us to have our quiet time, Lord, so that You can talk to us through Your Word and Your Spirit. Lord, we just thank You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.